Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalid and Hey. So Mishnah Dalid is going to tell us about the burning of the Ketores, particularly how it differed on Yom Kippur than it did every other day of the year. There were three times of burning Ketores in Yom Kippur. They'd have to burn the regular two times that you'd burn Ketores every day. You'd burn that in Yom Kippur as well, with slight variations, as well as a burning of the Ketores Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom HaKippurim. So B'chol Yom HaYechot every other day of the year, the Kohen would dig up the coals from the Zbeach HaChitzon with a silver shovel, and he would pour it into a golden shovel, and he would carry that to the Heichal in order to burn the Ketores. But in Yom Kippur, he would use a golden shovel to scoop out the coals, and he would bring that same shovel into the place where he was going to use it in order to burn the Ketores. Every other day he would scoop up coals with a shovel that had four kavs of volume, and he poured it into a shovel that could hold three kavs, and he would carry that inside. The three kavs of coals was all that was needed to burn the Ketores, so the first shovel had more to make sure that the second smaller shovel would be overflowing, heaping, as a way of showing extra kvot shemayim by dafka bringing in such a heaping shovel full of coals. But in Yom Kippur, they would use a three kav shovel, and they would go in with that three kav shovel, because he didn't switch shovels when it came to Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, every other day he would use a six kav, a six kav shovel, and pour it into a three-kav shovel. But in Yom Kippur, like we said, he would use a three-kav shovel and he would just walk in with that. Every other day of the year, the shovel was heavy because it had there was a thickness to the shovel itself. But in Yom Kippur, we wanted the Kohen Gadol to have a little bit of an easier time because he's fasting and he's doing avoda all day long, so we made a lighter shovel. Every other day of the year, the shovel's handle was a short handle, v'hayom haruka, but on Yom Kippur they would use a much longer armed shovel so that he could use his arm to help support and to help hold the shovel. He would tuck the end of the handle in his armpit, and that would make it easier for him to carry the shovel. V'chol yom ha'yizah ha'v'yarok, every other day the gold shovel was yellowed. Yarok doesn't mean green in Mishnayis. In Mishnayis, only yarok kikarti means green. Yarok means a yellowish or a goldish kind of color. So it was like a yellow gold, what we call gold. V'yom adom, but on that day it was red. On Yom Kippur it was red. Red gold is a very expensive type of gold, so they saved that gold for Yom Kippur. Now even on the shovel that they would use in Yom Kippur for the regular twice a day Ketores, Haktores was made out of red gold, because it had to be the same one that they used for the Ketores that was burnt Lefnai V'Lefnim, so they would make it out of the same type of gold. So, Divrei Rabbi Menachem, that's what Rabbi Menachem holds. Now the Mishnah distinguishes between the Ketores of Yom Kippur and the Ketores that they would bring twice a day, every day, even on Yom Kippur. B'chol yom makrav pras b'shachris fras ben arbaim, every other day of the year, they would bring a half of a mana of Ketores in the morning and a half a mana of Ketores in the afternoon. V'hayom mosif m'lochafnav, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol added handfuls of Ketores, meaning the extra hakravas haKetores, which was added to the avoda on Yom Kippur, had two handfuls of Ketores. B'chol yom ha'isadak, every day the Ketores was had a very fine consistency. V'hayom daka min hadaka, but Yom Kippur was an extra fine consistency. It was really ground up well, finer than usual. So they would grind it up a second time, put it back in the mortar and grind it up a second time. So now that we know the differences between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year, as far as Ketores is concerned, what about the Yom Kippur and the difference between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year when it comes to other things? So Mishnah Hey, b'chol yom kohanim olin b'mizracho shel kevesh v'yordin b'ma'aravo. Every other day of the year, the kohanim who were doing the avoda by the mizbeach went up on the eastern side of the mizbeach, and they went down down on the western side. Vahayom Kohen Gadol Ola Be'emtza V'yorid Be'emtza. But on that day, the Kohen Gadol went up in the center of the ramp, and he went down in the center of the ramp. So only on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol went up and down the center of the ramp. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The Olam Kohen Gadol Ola Be'emtza V'yorid Be'emtza. The Kohen Gadol always goes up the middle of the ramp. And then another difference. B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadish Yod V'ragel V'nakiyor. Every other day, the Kohen Gadol will wash his hands and feet from the water in the kiyar, like every other kohen would do. Vayom min akiton shel zahav. But in Yom Kippur, he had a special golden pitcher that they would use to wash his hands. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. The Olam Kohen Gadol Mekadish Yod V'ragel V'nakiyor shel zahav. Kohen Gadol always got special treatment with regard to that. He always used a kiton shel zahav. So to review what we did today in Mishnah Daled, we started listing the differences between the way the Ketores was done in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur and the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash the rest of the year. So one difference is that they would use a silver shovel the rest of the year to then pour the coals into a golden shovel, and they would use a larger shovel to pour it into a smaller shovel. But in Yom Kippur, they would use the very same shovel that they would dig it up with, they would bring in. So they started with a gold shovel. What exactly the size difference was throughout the rest of the year, that's a machlokas tanoim, whether it was from 4 kav to 3 kav or from 6 kav to 3 kav. Then we said a second difference is that the shovel throughout the rest of the year was heavy and had a short arm, but the shovel they used on Yom Kippur was light and had a longer arm. The rest of the year the shovel was a yellow gold, on Yom Kippur it was a red gold. Rest of the year they would be maktir a pras b'shachris and pras ben arbayim of the Ketores itself, and Yom Kippur it was a melochafnav. Every day throughout the rest of the year the Ketores was finely ground, on Yom Kippur it was extra finely ground. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said that other differences between the rest of the year and Yom Kippur is that the rest of the year, the Kohanim went up on the eastern side of the ramp and came down on the western side of the ramp, but on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol went up and down in the middle of the ramp, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that that's not a difference, that throughout the whole year, the Kohen Gadol would always go in the middle of the ramp. And then another difference is that throughout the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol would wash his hands and feet in the Kiyor, but on Yom Kippur, he would use a special Kiton Shel Zav, and Rabbi Yehuda said, again, disagrees and says, no, that is not a difference. Throughout the whole year, the Kohen Gadol would use a Kiton Shel Zav. Meaning, in both instances, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is a difference, but it's a difference between the Kohen Gadol and other Kohanim. It's not a difference between Yom Kippur and other days. Any day that the Kohen Gadol would do these things, he would do it in this way. It was not a special Yom Kippur-related Inyan. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav.